We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. We've just wrapped up the girls' game, and we move into the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show for the boys. Coach, what are the A&E medal keys to the game here for the Volunteer boys?
Well, I'll tell you, Rusty, Cleveland County having one of their better seasons in basketball in several years. And they've got an outstanding player in Lyric Ware, number two. And so I think we've got to do a good job defensively finding him on the floor, not letting him get off. He's been their leading scorer for the year. So I think holding Ware down below his average would be a plus for us. And this is going to be a quick Cleveland County team, something we haven't seen a lot of out of the Tigers in recent years. So it's going to be a good matchup. And, you know, I think we've got to play a very good all-around floor game and not, you know, take care of the basketball and get as many shots per possession as we can.
Well, Coach, this Cleveland County Tiger basketball team comes in here at 8-1 on the season. Their long loss coming to undefeated Sylacauga. So that tells you the strength of this Cleveland County Tiger team.
Well, no question. And, you know, Sylacauga, of course, we know last year appeared in the 5A state championship game. So we know how good they were because they were in our area. But this is, as we mentioned, one of the better teams they've had in a while, Cleveland County.
We're getting ready to move into the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups. And Tony Jones is bringing them. We're going to try to go along with him best we can.
First, we'll start with the Tigers.
The Cleveland County Tigers, obviously, will start with them. Number one, Cade Schubert, will be starting for the Tigers. Number two, Lyric Ware, you mentioned him. He'll be getting a start. That's a sophomore. Number 11, Caleb Fields. He's a senior. He'll be getting a start there at forward. 22, Elijah Ware, a junior, getting a start. And 25, Kevin Bates there will also be getting the start for the Cleveland County Tigers. Now we'll move to our Volunteers starting line. Number two, Braxton Young, a senior for the Volunteers. Also number four, Taylor Boyd. Boyd did not play last night, but will be getting a start here tonight.
Number 10,
Caden Glenn. Also, that's another senior. Three seniors so far starting for the ball.
Number 11, J.D. Hall.
Number 11, J.D. Hall, Coach. I think he's a key anytime the ball boys take the court.
Yeah, and he'll be a key tonight going up against Ware, I would imagine, would be his.
J.D., the long underclassman, is trending. Glenn will be getting a start at center for the Volunteers. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with the Cook Foods of Ashland tip-off right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Alabama's Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
In this area, we know what matters: family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back. We'll move into the Buddy Sports Country first quarter. And the Cook Foods of Ashland tip-off as Taylor Boyd will be tipping off against Lyric Ware. Not your normal tip-off here with not a ton of height out there. The Volunteers will win that tip over to Braxton Young. Back over to Caden Glenn. Glenn back to Braxton Young. Volunteers with a first possession. Over to Boyd. Boyd on the left wing over to J.D. Hall. Hall back to Young. Young thought about the three, decided better of it. Back to Taylor Boyd. Good look down there to Hall. Hall ball fake. But Trenton Glenn clears it up, and the Volunteers lead 2-0.
Well, you know, in years past, we've seen Cleveland County play a 2-3 zone, but opened up in man-to-man on that possession.
Ware with the basketball looking to drive. It's poked away there by Trenton Glenn. Ball will stay with the Tigers. Balls lead 2-0, 7:26 to go.
And I think we'll see this Tiger team play at a much faster tempo than we're used to seeing Cleveland County play as well.
There's a three-pointer. That shot front rim no good by number one, Cade Schubert. Volunteers looking for the basketball. Coach Josh Giddens with a save over there of an official.
Yeah, the official got run into and was falling in the bleachers before Josh grabbed him and held him up. Maybe that'll help us somewhere down the line here.
There was a foul called, wasn't it? But I don't know who it was against.
It was against, it had to be Cleveland.
It was, but I don't know what the number was. Braxton Young with a basketball. Up to Caden Glenn. Glenn over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd over to Hall. Back to Braxton Young. Young. Fake three. Over to Boyd. Boyd, he doesn't fake it. That's way off. That's no good.
Volunteers trying to run their flex offense there underneath the basket. Had a good entry pass, but could not score.
Get it to Lyric Ware, and Ware dribbles over in the right corner. He drives baseline, kicks it out here to Schubert. Schubert looks to drive. Schubert, is they going?
They are.
Good gracious alive. Going to call Braxton Young. I think the game got a little too fast. That looked like nothing to me. The shot goes, and that'll send Schubert to the line shooting the and one. If they're going to call that, we'll be here all night.
Yeah.
Free throw's no good. Saved in. Caden Glenn. We're knotted up at two. Up to Glenn. Glenn dribbles over in the right corner. And tries to force the ball, and it's stolen away there by Kevin Bates. They baited him. Kevin Bates baited him on that one.
Yeah, Bates, their big post guy. He played well against us last year.
Bates will take the three-pointer. That shot's no good. Ware is going to get called with a foul over the back of number two, Braxton Young. Good job by Young getting position there under Ware.
Lyric Ware, first foul, first team foul, too, for the Tigers.
No, it's actually their second, Coach.
Second, yeah, we don't know who the other one was on.
Taylor Boyd. We was caught up with official getting caught. There's a good drive by Hall, and he'll be fouled. That's going to be the key, the speed of Hall. I think that foul, did it go on number 22, Elijah Ware?
That's right.
Glenn inbounds to Taylor Boyd. He thought about the three from the corner. He will get Glenn. Had an open look, but decided better of it. Over to Hall. Hall's drive to the basket. Hall's shot off of the rim. No good. Not a bad shot. Just did not fall. Knotted at two. 5:50 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Bates with the basketball. He's going to kick it out to Ware. Ware's three-pointer. No good. Fight for the basketball. Hall comes out with it. Good job by Glenn getting position there.
This is going to be a good battle between Glenn and Bates.
Taylor Boyd will open up, and there it is, the Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer. Volunteers lead 5-2. Lyric Ware with the basketball. Ware gets it down low, runner up, no good. Fight for the rebound, loose ball. Good pass there and good finish by number one, Cade Schubert.
Schubert with all four of the Tigers' points.
Ball's lead 5-4 here.
Now
the Buddy Sports Country first quarter.
They're in a 2-3 right now, but they're extending it out.
Over to Young. Back over to Hall, top of the key. Glenn, Taylor Boyd setting. And he took another one. Good look, but it don't go. Back to Schubert. Schubert tries to get it down, passes deflected, and stole it away by Young. Another turnover. Turnover going the other way. That looks like that had to be a travel.
Yeah, he moved his pivot.
Elijah Ware. Well, I think he moved it twice before it ever called, but on third step, he gave him to him. Usually when you step three times, at some point you got to put the ball on the floor.
You would think so. Number 14, I don't have a name for that number.
I don't either, but I got him on the roster with no name. Over to Caden Glenn. Caden Glenn will fire up the three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Still tipped around. Saved. My goodness.
He came from out of bounds. Schubert came in from out of bounds and retrieved that bounce.
But that's a good call by the official.
Be the Volunteers' mile here.
Vols lead 5-4, 4:02 to go. A lot of the fans not realizing what happened. You can't come from out of bounds and be the first to touch the basketball. Without reestablishing yourself, there's a foul on number 14.
Number 14 looks like an offensive tackle. Big, strong, stocky-looking young man. But we don't have his name.
Volunteers inbounding the ball under their own basket with a one-point lead, 5-4. They get it in there. JT Coburn has come in on the drugstore substitution. They look to get it to JT, and he loses it.
Well, they threw it to him in a bad spot. He was in some heavy traffic.
Ware dribbles it off his hand, and there he's going to touch out of bounds off the Tigers.
Right now, both teams a little sloppy ball handling going on.
I think the speed and the scrappiness is getting both of them a little bit, Coach, because it's only 5-4 with 3:30 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country first quarter. Zion Newell also in the game for the ball. Over to Newell. Newell back to Glenn. Glenn over to Coburn. Back to Glenn, back to Newell. Newell top the key over to Glenn, right wing. Coburn over in the corner. Coburn's jump shot, left-handed, goes. Tough shot, but it failed, Coach. 7-4, Volunteer lead. Bates with a basketball. Bates going all the way to the basket, and he lays it up and in. 7-6.
Nice move by Bates using his left hand to finish.
They're going to call a kickball there as Hall went to pass the ball. They're looking to trap.
I think one thing that's got us out of whack here, they're changing their defense. They're 2-3. They're 2-3 extended. They're man. Right now they're in a 2-3 extended. Two guards out way out towards the midcourt, forcing us out. We're being patient.
And we got a Coach, there's two balls and one of them's blue.
Well, there was a blue basketball rolled out on the floor, and it's a smaller ball, which leads you to believe.
And right in the middle of the play, right at the basketball, the Cleveland County Tiger caught it. The blue ball.
Yeah, the game was going on, and he just bent down and caught that ball like it was in play. But we got that straightened out.
Taylor Boyd, right corner. We look to get it to Coburn. That's deflected away. Where? Still looking to drive. Good pass down to Schubert, and it's deflected, and they're going to say it was last touch by ball.
Ware playing a good floor game, but really not looking to score a whole lot here.
Tristan Wilson comes in for the Volunteers on the drugstore substitution. Ball out to Landon. 14, we need to try to get his name. I think we got a technical foul on a player. I'm pretty sure I saw a technical. It is a tech, and it's on number 2, Lyric Ware. That'll be his second, Coach, as well. If not, his third. And it was, he wasn't around the ball, so it had to be a.
Well, it's sending Zion Newell to the line.
And it'll be a possession change. It's a big call. And Zion makes the first State Bank free throw there. Extending the lead to 2-8-6.
I wonder if there was a personal foul and a technical on that.
Well, Coach, that wasn't even around the ball. So I'm pretty sure there wasn't.
All right, so we'll inbound the ball right here in front of our table with a chance to extend the lead.
If you're just now joining us, Lady Vols picked up a Tri-County Tournament Championship earlier. I did have that score in front of me, but I lost it. So, but it was a big win for the Lady Vols over the Randolph County
Tigers. Yeah, they won 53-26.
Zion Ewell had an opportunity, but J.D. Hall will fire up a lone three out of bounds.
Air ball from J.D. He airmailed that one.
1:39 to go here in a Buddy Sports Country first quarter. Balls lead 8-6.
Both teams having trouble right now getting on the scoreboard.
They get it up. Schubert's pass through the legs of number 14. We get a drugstore couple substitution. Braxton Young will come back in. And I'm looking out there on the floor. Also number 3 for the Volunteers, that's L.J. Billingsley. Zion Ewell with the ball. 1:22 to go here in the first quarter. Over to Billingsley, back to Young. Back to Newell, over to LJ. Back to Young. Right now being patient on offense, this group is.
Well, they've got that zone packed down in there.
Open look there for Newell, it doesn't go.
Forcing us to take the outside shots right now.
Lola Ma, I should say, and there's a drive and a foul.
I think that's coming on Colburn, but they called it.
On Braxton Young.
I called it on number 2, Young.
Be his second.
And that'll send 14 to the line for a couple here.
We need to send somebody to find. Can y'all ask somebody who number 14 is?
I will.
We don't have him. He missed them both. Great opportunity there for the Tigers, but unable to make it count. Up to Billingsley. Think Coach Giddens wanting them to hold for the final shot of the quarter here. But Colburn didn't get the memo from the right elbow.
And he missed it badly.
Shot up and good. Who scored, Coach?
Schubert, number 1. On that basket.
I should have just guessed that. He's done most of the scoring so far for the Tigers. Tied at 8 here, 7 seconds to go. Billingsley gets an open look. Shot no good. Put back for Colburn is good. Matthew Wilson coaches number 14.
Okay.
And that's where we'll end the first quarter with the Volunteers leading 10-8 here over the Cleburne County Tigers in the Tri-County Tournament. Live from Central High School of Clay County, you're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
At Poultry South, we don't just sell farms. We work for the farmer. From the first phone call to the closing table, we're here to make sure you're treated fair and guided right. With over 20 team members across 10 southeastern states, our team was built right here at home, and we've never forgotten who we're working for. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group. The website is PoultrySouth.com. Poultry South is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
A very special Christmas message from James Hendricks at Sassy's Convenience Store in downtown Lineville.
Live Christmas trees in Clay County. We got over 200 trees out here. We are here at Sassy's. We've got them displayed. We've got some of them up. We've got anywhere from 6 foot to 8 foot.
Merry Christmas from Sassy's Convenience Store, who is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
We welcome you back here. Volunteer basketball, Vols lead 10-8 as we move into this Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Cleveland County with the basketball. Trying to get it down to Schubert, and they lose it, and Schubert gets a steal, though. And Schubert's fouled, and the shot to go. Right now, Schubert is the key offensively for sure for the Cleveland County Tigers.
He's got 8 of their 10.
And we're tied at 10, and Schubert with a free throw with a chance to take the lead.
And I think, is Tristan Wilson still out there?
No.
Well, I don't know who that foul is.
All the starters. And he made that one. It was on Trendon Glenn, number 14.
Okay.
Young with a basketball. Back up to Glenn. Right now they're packing it in there inside the three-point line.
Yeah, we're going. If we take a shot, it's going to be outside the three-point line more than likely.
Young gets an open three, shot up, no good, fight for the rebound, and it's tipped up. Lyric Ware come out with it. Lyric Ware playing with those two fouls, Coach. Keep that in mind.
He is.
Over, he does have different color shoes. I noticed that. Got a white one and a black one. And there he is again, Coach, right now. We just can't, we don't have an answer for Cade Schubert.
You think that's by design, one black shoe, one white?
Well, Coach, I don't believe he left one at home. Do you? You think he?
I don't
know. I'm pretty confident.
Maybe he's got two pairs of shoes. And
well, one of them's got black shoe strings, one of them white. I'm going to say it's playing.
Oh, they're a set.
There's a shot up and good.
Caden Glenn.
By Caden Glenn. Tiger lead down to 1, 13-12 here. There's a steal by Hall. Hall lost the ball and gets it rejected.
He got away with that.
Well, I don't know. Hall slowed down like trying to get the foul. I think he's just got to go ahead and take that strong. And I think they're going to change that. And that was good. Yeah. They originally called it.
And Bates, by the way, did a good job recovering and keeping Hall from getting the layup.
Well, Hall kind of geared down like he was going to take the foul. He ended up getting the ball and not scoring. What happened? There's a foul as he's mauled by J.D. Hall.
Yeah, J.D. ran all over him on that one. Tigers have gained a one-point lead here. Very low-scoring game.
13-12, 6:05 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. They get to look down to Bates. Bates put it up and in. Coach Josh Giddens going to call the timeout. He's not happy with the defensive execution here. As he takes this Poultry South timeout, we'll take it with him. 30-second timeout right here on the Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Love where you live. Atkinson Homes is the official modular home of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9 Balls Trail. The Cleveland County Tigers 15-12 here in the ball for the basketball. Glenn, top of the key. Looks to get it down. As they do get it down, it's over to Taylor Boyd. Right now, this defense seems to be really, really messing with the volunteer offense. And Taylor Boyd's going to step. I'm actually going to get a foul. Number 12.
22.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Coach Harry. And Elijah Ware on the foul. Vols will retain possession on the baseline. 5:35 to go in the first half. Cleveland County leads 15-12. After the Vols led to home, we're going to throw it away on the inbounds play, and he gets it. That's a great save.
No doubt.
A lot of speed there by Hall. You like it?
What is it?
You can get it.
I didn't know if he knew.
He went in coach mode right there, didn't he?
I didn't know if he could, knew that.
Young with a basketball. Young a pull of the three. That shot's long. No good. Bates with a rebound. Young almost got the steal.
He did. He deflected it off Schubert.
Ooh-wee.
You know, Braxton had a couple of good looks there on that left wing, but it just can't knock one in. And you're right. That was a great save by J.D. on that inbound play just a moment
ago. Only J.D. can go make that play.
Yeah. He's the only person in here that would have made that play. Right now, we're moving. We're rotating all our shooters around in our set, trying to find the open man.
Glenn's got a wide open look, but his shot up no good. Boyd with a rebound and put back. 15-14. Good job by Taylor Boyd.
Little jumper there on the right side of the lane by Taylor.
4:43 to go here. Matthews Meat Market second quarter in the Tri-County Tournament from Central High School of Clay County. Schubert comes, hits the jumper. How many is that he's got, Coach? Too many.
Well, he's got 12 of their 17 points. And Bates has the other four. Other five, other ones.
Taylor Boyd fires up the three. No good. Rebound goes to the Tigers.
Schubert's got 13 of their 17 points, I should say.
Ware throws it to Bates. Back to Bates. Bates lays it up and in, and he's fouled by number 14, Trenton Glenn. And
Bates is a big body in there, takes up a lot of space.
And he moves really well as well.
And when he gets the ball in there, you're not going to stop him. He's just too big and strong and, as you said, quick off his feet.
Now, you got to be in front of him. That's the key. Five-point lead now for the Tigers, the biggest of the night. And he makes the free throw. Six-point lead now for the Tigers.
13 points for Schubert, 7 for Bates. 20 in all.
3:52 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country first quarter. Hall with the basketball. Hall over to Newell. Back to Hall, left wing. Over to Newell. JD in the right corner. Newell. JT Coburn in the game now. He gives it back to Newell. Over to Glenn. Yeah. Boy, they saved him with that kickball call as the Hall was fixing to have an 8-foot jumper. I guess he deflected it, Coach.
Kobe Hale and Matthew Wilson come in for the Tigers here.
And we owe Matthew Wilson an apology. We didn't have his number to start with. And he's got a lot of time in.
He has. He's their number one guy off the bench. He's Bates' sub.
Schubert with a basketball coming up the floor. There's the ball loose, still loose. Coburn will finally come down with it. Over to Hall. Hall up to Newell. Newell had an open three, didn't take it in the right corner. Back over to Hall, top of the key. Hall looks to drive. Finds a way through there, kicks it back out to Newell. They get it back down to Coburn. Coburn out, wide open shot there by Glenn. We're getting some shots, Coach, but not making them fall.
Yeah, we got to get Glenn on track because he's ending up with some good looks.
There's a drive to the basket by number 0, Landon Loma, and that's a 22-14 lead by the Tigers.
Right now, we're struggling offensively against this zone. That's not backcourt.
I agree, Coach.
The ball is what he called. He's got to call the person.
Yep. He don't know. He's been doing it a long time, Coach. But he has.
But he
knows all the rules.
But I'll say this: he's got worse.
Good, Greg. Laid up in the 24-14 double-digit lead for the Tigers.
Yeah, he's been doing it since back when I was coaching.
He might have called that against
you. And he wasn't
sometime.
Too good then.
Ball over to J.D. Hall. We're going to have to get Heathbone a headset so he can come jump in here for me. Coach Herron's worried about 7 o'clock. Hey, there's a.
We're going to make it, Coach.
I am. I promise you I am.
Head over to Lola Mall.
I told him one time he's going to leave. He'll be back over here by 7:45.
Volunteers with a rebound. 1:26 to go here in the first half. Balls need to cut into this double-digit lead by the Tigers. Balls led all the first period, but has seen that deteriorate and go away.
Well, we're having trouble scoring. They're forcing us out behind the three-point line. We can't make them.
Well, we've hardly scored in the second, have we, Coach?
They're doing a great job.
How many have we scored here in the second? Four?
Oh, we scored four in the second.
Well, that hurts.
But they're doing a good job denying anything inside the paint.
Absolutely. And we've been unable to shoot them out of it. We've got open looks, but Hall with almost a steal there. There's a travel.
Yeah, Lomo. How you say his name?
Lomo.
Tried to move too quick.
I really think you said it six times. I think you traveled there on pronouncing that.
Yeah. What? How?
What you say, Herron?
Up here, Lomo.
Lomo.
I was waiting to hear you say.
I said Lamar, but I heard it both ways.
I've seen that spell like that, and I've heard it said both ways.
There's a good drive to the basket and layup and in.
And a foul.
And a foul. My gracious goodness. Lyric Ware. 26-14 now the Tiger lead.
Zion Newell picking up that foul. And Ware will go to the line for.
He calls Zion Newell. Zion Newell down on the baseline after the foul went in. Got ran into and got called for a foul. Free throws up and good. Things is getting out of hand here.
First points of the game there for Ware, and I thought he was one of their leading scorers.
Well, you told us that he was.
Yeah, well.
I didn't know where you got your information.
I don't know where. I read it on EA Sports.
Okay.
I've been kind of keeping up with him, and he's always their leading scorer.
Well, that's a good reason to say it then. Zion Newell with an open three-point look, and it goes, and there's a Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer of the Volunteers. But we don't get back on defense, and Elijah Ware lay it up and in to close the half. 29-17 is the score at the half. We'll take a break. We'll total up some stats. We'll come back here, move into the Wiggins Parts Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
All right, I'm going to run to the bathroom Spencer. Right quick.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students. or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
At the drugstore, they believe in friendly faces, not long waits. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, the drugstore is proud to be your local independent pharmacy. The drugstore offers fast, accurate prescription fills and expert consultations from pharmacists who know your name. Plus, they stock a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, health essentials, and unique gifts for any occasion. The drugstore is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 till noon. Rediscover what a true neighborhood pharmacy feels like at the drugstore in Ashland. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Elite Auctions. Timber Elite Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Elite Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at timberelateauctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Elite Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is Matt Williams, the owner of Williams Parts and Supply in Lionville. When your car or truck needs parts, don't settle for second best or taking a chance online. Williams Parts and Supply is your certified NAPA dealer, and we have a large inventory of parts to get your car back on the road as quickly as possible. From everyday drivers to heavy-duty truck parts, we've got you NAPA quality parts that you can trust. Located next door to Dollar General in Lionville, we're open Monday through Friday, 5:30 until 6, and Saturday, 7 until 2. Williams Parts and Supply in Lionville, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Chris Heron, and Heath Stroud on the stream. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. We're at the half of the boys' game in the Tri-County Championship here, Tri-County Tournament at Central High School of Clay County. And the Cleburne County Tigers had a big second period there and stretched it out and took the lead 29-17. Coach Williams, share some stats you got for us there.
Well, you mentioned that big second quarter. They scored 21 points in the second quarter. We only scored 7. And a late three-pointer there by Zion Newell kept us from having just 4 in the second quarter. But right now, we're looking for somebody that will step up and start knocking in some shots. We've got Taylor Boyd with 5. He hit an early three-pointer. And then we've got Colburn. Colburn has come in. He's got 4 points. And Zion Newell with 4. Schubert, Cade Schubert leads Cleburne County 13 points. And Kevin Bates with 7. So they've got 20 of the 29 points that Cleburne County has scored. And right now, Cleburne County doing a great job with their 2-3 defense. They're packing it in. They're denying anything to us in the paint and forcing us to take outside shots. And unfortunately, so far, we haven't been able to make those. And if we could knock in some and extend their defense out, then I think we could get some complementary offense going, some inside and some outside. But right now, we're relegated to the three-point line, and we're not making them.
Well, I'm glad, because I'm just mainly glad you made it back from your halftime excursion there. But
yeah, I had to go, and I made it back
just in the nick of time. But, you know, Coach Josh Giddens, you go back, Coach, what adjustments there to that? It's really what Cleburne County is doing defensively. What do you think Coach Josh Giddens and Coach Steve Giddens would do here in the Timber Elite halftime adjustment?
Well, there's only one way. There's only one thing you can do. You know, I mean, in the half court set, you're still going to be forced to take these same shots. You're still not going to be able to get it inside. So the only thing we can do is speed up the tempo, try to get some transition points that way, and open up the game some. And if we can't do that, then we're stuck in that half court offense.
And right now, Cleburne County leads 29-17. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
We welcome you back here. Volunteer basketball, Vols lead, or trail, I should say, 29-17. Coach, something I forgot that we could go back and do. Look back at that girls' game, and let's come up with a AGL Solid Waste Authority player of the game for that game for the Volunteers. I was kind of thinking Zachary Heflin was a big player. Coach Ramiah Billingsley also having a big night. But
well, and you know, Stevie Giddens
also
chipped in 3 3-pointers. It'd be hard to choose one, but if you want to choose one.
I was
one,
just thinking all the steals from Heflin, and then she was also tied for the lead in scores. So.
Well, and she got on the boards pretty well, too.
So, but some good play there, and a lot of big Piggly Wiggly plays of the game. There's a ball, Lady Vols pick up that Tri-County Championship. We're now into the Highway 9 tire third quarter. See if the Vols can roll into this on Highway 9 tires, and we're going to quickly get a foul called against the Tigers. On number
11. Number 11.
Caleb Fields.
His first personal foul.
Some positioning down there, and that was called away from the ball. Glenn looking inbound the ball there, and he gets it out to Young. Over to Hall, open look there. Good drive by Glenn. He just lost the basketball. He felt like he was fouled, but.
Well, that was a good thought there by Glenn. Rather than looking for that outside shot, he tried to beat his man off the dribble.
And there's a lost ball turnover for the Tigers.
Turnovers on each end right here. And Volunteers need to score before they fall further behind.
They've got an opportunity here. Hall with the basketball back over to Glenn. Over to Young on the left wing. Glenn back.
Tigers still packing it in.
There's a long jumper by Taylor Boyd. It doesn't go. Basketball and the rebound goes to the Tigers. Tigers with the basketball and the lead here. It is a 12-point lead. And they're going to be a foul on the floor, and we're riding his hip down through there, and it's number 11 for the Volunteers. And J.D. Hall.
J.D. Hall, his second. J.D., Trendon, and Braxton Young, all with two fouls.
There's going to be another foul. Number 14, Trendon Glenn.
That'll be his third foul. Volunteers picking up some quick fouls here.
There's Lyric Ware with the basketball, right wing, guarded by Caden Glenn. They double down on him, and a good shot there by Bates up and good.
Ware did a good job with a jump pass to Bates on the opposite side.
Good strong move to the basket there by Bates, 31-17 the lead. Taylor Boyd looks to drive baseline, unable to do it. He's going to step on the baseline.
Taylor looked low, dribbled the ball, and stepped on the line. Volunteers
Tristan
now.
Wilson, the drugstore substitution there, coming into the game.
Volunteers pressing, trying to speed it up, and they do.
Trendon Glenn.
J.D. Hall with
the
steal.
J.D. Hall still and lays it up and in. 31-19. There's the ball poked away, but it goes right to a Tiger. There's another steal. Braxton Young on the move. Schubert trailing Young.
They're going to get Schubert right there.
Going to get Schubert for the reach in here, right in front of our table.
Just his first foul.
I don't think Schubert agreed with it.
I think the Vols are doing one thing, Rusty, they can do. They're making some steals and getting in transition a little.
Yeah, having to play the half court offense is not the best thing for the Vols.
Not tonight.
Hall with a good drive down the baseline. Shot doesn't go.
Kind of forced that shot.
And there goes the Tigers with numbers. It's Schubert. And Schubert lays it up and in.
Schubert made a good move right there. Crossover and finally finished up with his left hand.
33-19, 14-point lead for the Tigers. Over to Young. Hall, right wing. Hall lost his dribble over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd wide open, long three. Hits front rim, no good. Rebound Bates. And the Tigers. 5:15 to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. Tigers lead 33-19. There's a drive to the basket and a lot of contact there.
Let's see which one
Caleb
they get.
Caleb Fields went to the floor hard.
They're going to get Fields with it.
No, they're going to get Hall.
Okay. No, they got Fields.
Oh, they did. They called it offensive foul. I'm sorry. That's 33-19.
That's actually a tough foul on Fields right there.
He got a little banged up on the play. And he actually got substituted for.
Yeah, he's limping around over there behind the bench.
Trying to going back to the locker room there. 5 minutes to go here in the third. Balls need to cut into this lead. 14-point lead here for the Tigers, 33-19. Taylor Boyd's jumper does it go. Fight for the rebound. Right now they're out-rebounding this big time under the goal as well. Lyric Ware with the basketball, guarded by Hall. Ware. Ware's leading with a forearm there. Really physical and good matchup there between Ware and J.D. Hall.
And I think that one did get on J.D. Three on him.
And Zion Newell's going to come in. Also, J.T. Coburn, the drugstore substitutions now for the Bucks.
Coburn replaces Tristan Wilson.
We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Limeville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Did Ware get a little banged up too? I'm a little confused. What late substitution there? Schubert with an open look from the corner. It does it go. Fight for the rebound. And Coburn loses it out of bounds. That's for the youth of Coburn. He's got to go get that basketball. He kind of got caught waiting on it.
Yeah, he's got to be more aggressive there, and he will as he gets older.
Schubert inbounds the ball on their own baseline. Schubert's going to try to delay and come out, but the ball's done a good job defending it. And they're going to get the offensive foul there by Bates. Good job by Coburn to take that foul.
And a late call, too. Wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah.
I think the foul baited the ref into that.
Get him in drama.
Well, his head went up under the pad over there. That might have helped. It's floor slick. Coach Joskin has been doing a good job slicking the floor. That's part of the basketball. And then he got fouled on the arm and no call. That was pretty clear. He got hit about on the elbow when he was going to shoot. It's hard to make a shot getting hit on the arm now. There's driving Kobe Hale.
His first basket.
Largest lead of the night for the Cleveland County Tigers.
16-point lead.
Balls have been stagnant on offense. But that'll help. The Toyota Silicaca three-pointer by Braxton Young. Because the balls can get a hot streak shooting the ball, this is far from over yet. But
well, we've got them playing a little bit faster right now. That's to our favor.
There's a foul on Schubert.
Backcourt foul there. According to my estimation, that's their fifth team foul. That's their fifth team foul.
So we should be shooting.
Surely somebody knows that.
Well, they're showing they're holding up five.
All right, here we go.
And that'll put J.T. Coburn at the line shooting the First State Bank free throws.
And this is a chance to cut into the 13-point lead.
Number 1-1 in high school basketball. He'll be shooting two. Southpaw nails the first. Cleveland County lead here in the Tri-County Tournament. He made them both. Good job by the youngster. Lead down to 11, Coach. What was 16? So, cutting into that thing right now. Almost a turnover by the Tigers. Oh, something's got to be called, and it'll be a travel. On number three, Kobe Hale.
It's going to be a foul.
Coach, they called a travel.
Okay, I thought this guy was calling a foul. All right. Chance to get it under double digits.
Which would be huge here in this third. Defense. 35-24, Young with a basketball. Kicks it down to Taylor Boyd. Shot up, no good. Quick trigger there by Boyd. Boyd just having trouble finding the bottom of the basket.
Yeah, we got it into the paint for the shot, but he just couldn't nail it.
Lyric Ware with an open three-pointer, and he drains it. First points in a while for the Tigers.
I don't know what the whistle was for.
I don't know, but he's talking to the volunteer bench. But I don't know why you would stop play.
Maybe he wanted to hear what he said.
There's a bad pass. The mule just stolen away.
Come on now. Let's go. Attack.
Taylor Boyd, open three. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. That should stay with the balls, and it will. J.D. Hall will come back for the drugstore substitution. Also, L.J. Billingsley coming out.
Taylor Boyd right now having a rough go of it.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but Trendon Glenn, since he was substituted early in the third, he's held the water cooler down. He stood there the whole time. I think he's thinking he might get substituted now if he comes down that way. Over to Glenn in the corner. Glenn back across to Hall. Hall swings it over to Billingsley, and it's coming to the table. And
Rusty Taylor handling that one.
Yeah, but they don't let me help. Good one-handed catch, but yeah. It goes for nothing.
All I wanted to do, I didn't care about the catching or passing. I just wanted to shoot when I played. I was the shooter.
Ware on the drive. Ware's shot doesn't go, but he gets his own rebound, puts it back. 39-24. We had a clawed back, Coach, but now they're stretching it back out on us.
Well, we cut it back and plus had the ball a couple of times and never could get it under 10, so now it's back up to 15.
Billingsley with the ball. Over.
You only get so many chances.
L.J. Billingsley over to J.D. Hall. Hall drives, shoots. And Hall quickly deflects it out of bounds. 39-26. The Cleveland County lead. 103 to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports in Classic Country 90.9. There's a call, and we're stolen away on the inbound play. Hall just – I'm going to tell you something about Hall, Coach. His motor never turns down. I mean, it just does not. No. He's wide open from start to finish. And you see him make a lot of plays at the end of the game because of that.
I'll tell you, this young man's starting to heat up right there.
There's a steal by Coburn. We're turning them over at a pretty high rate, Coach. We just can't make them count. Coburn with a three. That shot's way off.
Two consecutive he's missed.
And there's a putback, no good by L.J. Billingsley. And another steal down there by Coburn, but he steps on the baseline.
And I tell you what we've done. We turned this into an ugly game because both teams turning the ball over at a high rate. And, you know, we're almost to the end of the third quarter, and we only have 26 points.
39-26. Up to Ware. Ware's pass deflected. But number four, Noah Turley's got it. Wilson drives, and he's going to be fouled. He should have got Wilson with a technical. He's bumping people around after the foul.
Foul goes on Colbert.
I don't know how you don't see that.
Wilson will go to the free throw line.
Of And he makes the first. I don't know what the discussion was there. 40-26. Lead back up to 15 as Wilson made both of them.
Bottom seven.
Braxton Young, open three-pointer. That's no good. Coach, I don't mean to, I don't know how to say this, but just say it clearly. Not only are we missing, we're missing bad.
Yeah.
With open shots.
Now we left Wilson open on the other end for an easy layup, but he blew it.
And a full court shot, not missing by much there by J.D. Hall. We'll go to the fourth. Balls trail the Cleveland County Tigers, 41-26 here in the championship game of the Tri-County Tournament on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. We'll take a break.
Blair Family Farm and Market would like to thank its friends and customers for another wonderful year. Your support of local business makes all the difference, and Blair Family Farm and Market is grateful to be a part of this community we all call home. As this season of hope and joy arrives, Blair Family Farm and Market wants to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you for choosing local, for supporting hardworking farm families, and may the coming year be filled with peace, health, and happiness.
It's the holiday season, and Ann's Flowers and Gifts sends warm wishes to everyone across Clay County. Inside, the shop is filled with the colors of Christmas, bright ribbons, festive bows, and handmade arrangements. You'll see silk flowers for churches and gravesides, and shelves lined with gifts and decorations that make this time of year feel special. From their family to yours, happy holidays from Ann's Flowers and Gifts in Ashland.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
Waiting on an official. We're missing an official. Got to have three of them, Coach. Here we go. Tigers with the basketball. And the 41-26 lead. Tigers get it inbounded here. Lyric Ware. Ware guarded by Hall. Hall over to Wilson. Wilson to pull the three. And that's no good. Real strong. Braxton Young with a long rebound. Over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd kicks out to Hall. Hall, good drive to the basket, but decides to kick it out to Noah Glenn. And Glenn, unable to get it to go, put back. And we're gonna get a jump ball call.
When they beat from the outside, they've got a contrasting shot.
Wilson has been bumping everybody, and I figured he was gonna turn around and bump the wrong one, and he just did.
Just two pair of them.
And that great job by the Cleveland County coach noticing that and getting him out.
Yeah, Coach Perry noticed all that.
I mean, he's been doing it the whole time, and Taylor Boyd is a little different one to bump. We got a foul there on Lyric Ware. Away from the ball.
Yeah, you're right. And he's turned back the other way.
Noah Glenn with the basketball. J.D. Hall with an open three-point shot, and he makes it. That's the Toyota Silicaga three-pointer, and that's what the Vols need here to get back into this game. Lead cut down to 12. There's almost a steal. He traveled. That's a good call.
Yeah, we had a trap there. Wilson and Glenn had him in a trap, forced him to walk.
It's a good turnover.
Well, this is a chance to get it to 9 or 10 right here.
Noah Glenn with the basketball. Glenn thought about forcing it down low, but decided better of it. Cross court there to Glenn. That's a turnover.
Yeah, it hit all three people, and Glenn was the last one.
Not a good choice there by Hall. Oh, my goodness. Trenton Glenn letting his presence be known there. Coach, there's somebody can hang with Bates.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Tristan actually fouled Bates and got away with it. And we end up with a basketball.
So that's one way to stop him. Trending, we should say.
Yeah.
Balls for the basketball. Wide open shot here. And Braxton Young decided to drive it. Taylor Boyd wanting to shoot it. Long pass out here. To Caden Glenn. Glenn will fire up a three. And right now, Glenn just cannot get it to go.
Yeah, he's struggling right now. Well, and he's not the only one.
No, he's not.
He's
taking really good shots, too. It's not like he's forcing shots.
I mean, we're getting towards the middle of the fourth quarter, and we've got 29 points, so there have been a lot of people struggling.
Lyric Ware, and this time they're going to get Trenton Glenn for the block. Ware's leading with that forearm every time, and that's what the players are letting the officials know, that he's coming in there leading with a forearm. But Schubert fires up the shot on the inbound play. It's no good. Rebound to Trenton Glenn.
And here comes Hall.
Hall, good move.
Not stopping.
And Hall shot up, no good, but he'll be shooting two. Foul call is going to go on number 22, Elijah Ware. J.D. went one against four and drove it all the way to the basket on all four of them.
Yeah, I tell you, when J.D. got that ball on the opposite baseline, there was no doubt he was not stopping for anything until he got to the other end.
And he's going to the line, shooting the first State Bank free throw. And he made it. Lead cut down to 11, 6:06 to go. Missed the second one. I don't know. And we pushed him out of bounds, Coach, well, and we get to get the basketball.
Lamar got the rebound, but he went out of bounds. He either pushed or failed, but he ended up out of bounds. And
I think he got kneed out of bounds. Lamar's active when he's in there, Coach.
Yeah, he is.
He deflected that one out of bounds. 6 minutes to go. 41-30, Cleveland County Tiger lead. 5:56 to go in the game here. Taylor Boyd with the ball at the free throw line, and that ball is deflected by Lyric Ware and stolen away. Now almost a steal, and then throw it into Trenton. Good hands there by Glenn, and we get a steal. It's poked out of bounds by number 11, Caleb Fields. This is getting rather sloppy, Coach.
Yeah, it's mighty sloppy right now. Both ends.
41-30, and it just went stale, you might say. A lot of turnovers.
A lot of time left still.
Well, the Tigers are leaving the balls in it, not scoring themselves.
And they're leaving the door open if we could ever knock into a three.
Glenn with a jumper, it will not go. And a good job by Braxton Young throwing it off the defender, and we'll keep possession.
Braxton's another one of those guys with a fast motor, too. He's like the, what's the bunny that keeps going with a battery?
The Energizer bunny. I'm with you, Coach. 5:20 to go. And we witnessed that the other night in the area game against Shelby County.
That's right.
Those motors took charge in the fourth, and we come back and won the game. Similar situation. Good hook shot there by Trenton Glenn, and the lead's down to single digits, 41-32. And Lyric Ware drove to the basket. What was the whistle for?
I think it called basket interference on Lamar.
On his own team?
It actually should be a technical foul because he grabbed the rim.
Well, Coach, it honestly should have been nothing. He missed the putback dunk, in my opinion.
But he grabbed the rim.
But you can. With people up under you. I didn't think he hung on it. But I don't guess it matters now.
It's not going to matter. I think Bates just threw an elbow. But they're not going to call it.
They're going to call Trenton Glenn.
And that should be his field foul.
Yeah.
Trenton was, hey, you got to give it to Trenton, Coach.
Oh, he was giving it to him
down there. And they're glad to see him leave.
And he's right back to the water cooler. Yeah, he was out here having a good time.
And making a difference. As the lead's been cut down to 9.
Was that a shot?
It was. And this is getting a little.
I'm telling you, this is getting way out. And nobody's paying attention, but we're under 10 points on the scoreboard.
41-32, 4:24, still a time left.
We're sneaking up on them, and they don't realize it.
I'm not sure we realize it, Coach. If we could hit a shot or two, good fake there by Braxton Young, decided not to take the shot over to Hall. There's a foul. That is a foul on Bates. Bates is going to foul Zion Newell. Newell with a good move to the basket.
All right, Zion can cut this
to 7.
7 right here.
.403 to go. Things are getting a little exciting, and he makes the first. 41-33. Things are changing quickly here.
This is like a half. I don't know what happened.
Met them both, Coach. Down to 7. 41-34. 4:03 to go.
Here goes Bates. And
we
a
get
steal.
A steal by Zion Newell. And we got numbers if we'll go. Newell's jumper. In and out, no good.
Had a chance to cut it to 5 right there. Zy had a great shot right below the foul line.
Coach Perry's going to call a timeout for the Cleveland County, which I think is a wise one.
Yeah, I think he's getting a little nervous here.
As he takes this Poacher South timeout, we'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnson at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Smith's Curve and Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
The chill's in the air. Hunting season is officially here, and Buddy Sports Country is your ultimate base camp. Is your gear ready for your next outdoor adventure? Don't head out with guesswork. Head out with the confidence that Buddy Sports Country provides. They carry top-of-the-line Hawk and Leupold scopes, as they are stocked with all the major brands of ammunition and a selection of high-quality rifles. They even bore sight your new or existing rifles. Buddy Sports Country, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, is a proud sponsor of Volunteer Athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
Welcome you back here to the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter. The Vols has made this a game. Tigers with a basketball. 41-34. Tiger lead, 3:35 to go. Schubert with a basketball. Schubert's been slowed here in this second half. Bates with, that's going to be an offensive foul. Players flying everywhere. And they're going to call Bates with an offensive foul. I think the pressure defense is frustrating some of the Cleveland County players.
Yeah, they don't have as much room in there to operate on the inside. But now can we take advantage of it?
Got to make a couple shots. Being patient. Maybe a little too patient, but there's still a lot of time left. Zion Ewell will fire one up. But we get the rebound. Caden Glenn shot. Good. The Toyota Silicaga three-pointer goes in, and the lead's down to 4, 41-37, and Coach Josh Giddens will quickly take the Poultry South timeout. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs. Covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. So you can focus on your favorite team, First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The freshest farm-raised meats. Stone ground meal and grits. Farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market. The official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We're looking back. Tigers with the basketball. Volunteers playing some stiff defense here. 2:39 to go. Trailing by four. Tigers look to be patient to kill clock here. Schubert's drive, runner, no good. Rebound, J.D. Hall. Hall back up the floor. Hall on the move. Hall cross-court pass there. Open three-pointer does not go. Great look there. And it...
This guy called it, and he was down there. We're getting the ball back, I think.
I tell you, Caden Glenn got a wide-open three-pointer, Coach.
Oh, wide open.
Leads just down to four. We got a good one going. Who's got the ball? I'm confused now myself. Balls do. 2:20 to go, 41-37. Balls with the basketball. Two possession here. I tell you, after trailing for 16 for a long time, Coach, Caden Glenn with another open shot, and it does not go.
That's good spin Schubert, on it.
Good move at the basket by Schubert, but he misses the layup. There's going to be a foul on the floor by Braxton Young. 41-37.
Oh, we had
we've had some chances.
We could have cut it to a one-point lead two different times.
Wide open looks. Just can't get them to go, Coach. Taking good shots.
I mean, all you can do is take them.
There's Bates with the basketball. And there's a turnover.
Trying to get it to Wilson on the baseline. Threw it out of bounds. And here's another opportunity.
150. Still a lot of time left. And the ball's inching back into this thing.
And we don't necessarily need a three. But, I mean, if we get it, we've got to take it.
Neal takes one. It doesn't go. There's a steal by Neal and a put back, and he's fouled. It didn't go, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting too. Good quickness there by Zion Neal. 1:31 to go, and Neal with a chance to make this a one-possession game.
I think that foul was on Bates underneath.
That would be his fourth, would it?
If that was on him.
You'll miss the first.
Zy was 3 for 4 before that miss just then from the foul line.
Missed them both. Oh, that was a tough dry possession there. We've had a few of those in the last few possessions. There's a steal by Caden Glenn, but he can't get it saved in.
Yeah, he read it, a cross-court pass, and jumped on it, but couldn't run it down. Yeah, I mean, we've had all sorts of opportunities here down the stretch. And still some time left that we can get some more.
Coach, have they not scored in the fourth?
They have not. They clung to that lead. Yeah, they were 41 at the end of three, and they're still where they are. Over seven, almost 7 minutes without scoring.
And you got to give some of that credit to the volunteer defense. You really do.
And that's an offensive foul.
Bates puts his hand in his chest.
And that may be number five on Bates.
That's five. Bates is fouled out.
Yeah, he definitely.
You got to blow the horn.
Put his hand up and
he's
did.
He's coming out. All right. Still well in this thing. 4 points. 108 to go. Bracken Young over to Zion Ewell. Young.
Tigers looking to trap if they can get an opportunity.
Run a lot of time here. And that is going to be
it. Caden made a bad choice there. He was going to try to dribble through the split the two guards. Got himself in a bind and traveled.
There's a turnover.
Here we are.
Steal.
Three on
we
two.
We got numbers.
Three on two.
Wide open look for Hall. And he drained it. It's a 1 point lead now. 41 to 30 with 39 to go. Coach, let's stay right here and kind of recap this thing. The Volunteers so far, the Vols, have held Cleveland County scoreless in the fourth and have cut a 16-point lead. What was the score going into the fourth?
Well, the score going into the fourth was 41 to 26. We were 15 behind. And right now we've outscored them 14 to nothing in the fourth quarter.
And it's 41 to 40 now in the Tri-County Tournament Championship. And we've got a game for sure now with 39 seconds to go.
And if we don't turn them over right here, we're probably going to have to put them on the free throw line.
You don't necessarily have to immediately.
No, but and even if you put them on the
– It's not the – I mean, still probably a one-possession
game.
Yeah,
if they make both of them, you're still just one shot down. But right now, I think a good defensive effort is what you want rather than a foul.
39 seconds to go, 41 to 40. Balls have clawed, fought, and clawed.
And just think of all the opportunities we had where we didn't make the shots. I mean, we could easily be ahead in this game.
Absolutely. We missed a lot of shots, but we've made a lot of opportunities for shots.
And effort is what got us back in this. There's no question about that. And we're coming out of the huddle here, out of the timeout, with some full court pressure. And remember, Bates, their big post guy, he's out. He's fouled out.
Right now, Hall. Hall got four fouls. I noticed he's not in the game. And we're going to foul Lyric Ware.
Yeah, Billingsley's picking up that foul. And I think that's still just four team fouls.
35 seconds to go. 41 to 40, the Tiger lead. This has turned into an exciting game when it looked like it was not going to be coming into the fourth. Schubert with a basketball.
And we're putting Schubert on the free throw line here.
Which is probably, from what I've seen tonight, would have been what the Tigers would want.
Oh, yeah, that's who you would want there. And he's towing the line with two big free throws, a chance to give them their first point of this fourth quarter.
41 to 40. And he made it. Big shot there by Schubert.
A make here doesn't necessarily mean we've got to go for three.
He made it.
If we can get a quick two.
31 seconds. Still a lot of time in a basketball game.
If we don't get a quick score here, then we've got to shoot a three.
They're extending their defense too, Coach. Young looked like he had a shot there, but didn't take it. Wanted to get Tanner.
We're going to have to go for three now.
There's a wide open shot. It's no good. Top of the rebound. We get it. Over to Young. Back to Hall. Wide open shot, Taylor Boyd. Front rim, no good. We get another rebound. Braxton Young fires up a shot. It's no good. We got three good looks and threes, Coach, and it kind of finished like we did. And you got to give it to the Tigers. They held on, only scoring 2 points in the fourth, but it was enough. And they come out 43-40, Tri-County Tournament champions. We'll take a quick break and come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Attention Ellic City, Sylacauga, Talladega, and areas in between. If you haven't ridden through Lineville lately, you could be missing the car, truck, or SUV that you've been looking for. Now, Hill Auto Sales' all-new website, buyfromhill.net, gives you a glimpse into the ever-growing inventory at Hill Auto Sales. Buy from Hill and exterior picks, plus all of the details about each vehicle. Hill Auto Sales is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and is located on the hill in downtown Lineville and online at buyfromhill.net.
You never think it's going to happen to you. A tree falls on the roof, a fender bender on Highway 9, or your small business has an unexpected issue. When the unexpected happens, you need more than just a policy number. You need a team that knows your name. At First Capital Insurance, we've been protecting our community for decades. We're local people who understand the needs of our area because we live here too. Whether it's home, auto, business, or life insurance, we'll make sure your coverage is designed to meet your specific needs. Our phone number is 256-396-2131. First Capital Insurance is proud to bring you the Clay Central Sports Network.
You know that feeling when you need a real home-cooked meal, but you're stuck at work? We know it too. That's why Honey's Cafe is serving up homemade lunches every weekday. Honey's Cafe has hearty oven-roasted meats, savory sides, and a tasty dessert to top it all off. Enjoy the hot bar, or you can order from their full menu. Keep an eye on the Honey's Cafe Facebook page for the Friday night steak nights. Located at 30 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here. This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Heron. Been doing some stats for us, and Heath Stroud on the live stream here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Coach, you go back. You know, the Vols fall in another close one. And really, other than the one game against against Briarwood, every game's been close. And of course, the Vols win last night. But the Vols, got to give them credit. They fall back from a 16-point deficit, 15 points in the fourth quarter, and cut it down to a one-point lead for Cleburne County and held Cleburne County to 2 points, I think it was, in the fourth period. But just couldn't quite get it done when they had the chance at the end.
Well, you know, effort got the Vols back in this game, and we really ramped up the defense coming down the stretch there in that fourth quarter. Held them to no field goals. They hit, Schubert hit two free throws right there in the last minute. The only points that the Tigers had in that fourth quarter while we were scoring 14, and three three-pointers there. We had two by J.D. Hall, one by Caden Glenn. And, you know, all sorts of looks at shot attempts to take the lead. And even had three three-point shots on that last possession. But we just couldn't seem to make the shots when we needed them tonight. But a gallant effort. They fought back. And but, you know, when you score 40 points, you're not going to win very many basketball games in at the high school level. And that's what we had tonight. 40 points all together in four quarters. But, you know, we tried to come back, and we did come back. We just couldn't finish it. But congratulations for the Tigers. I think they're 9-1. And I think they're ranked right now in the top 10 in 4A as well. So
as they should be. They've only failed to one team, and it's an undefeated 5A team in Sylacauga. So
yeah, this is definitely the best team they've had in several years, and they're going to win a lot more games.
Well, we appreciate all of our listeners, all of the ones watching, wherever you are. Got a big shout out there. We'll give a shout out. We don't do that a whole lot, but to Brett Blair, he's had some things going on, been up in Birmingham, and they've been watching and following along with the game. We appreciate and glad to hear you and doing better, and look forward to seeing you. One of our big volunteer fans there, and of course, wife Jessica there with him. So appreciate those guys. Appreciate all of you, Coach. We're going to take a. I was just looking at that. The volunteers have a Christmas tournament. I'm trying to figure out when that they got to.
It's a week after Christmas.
The holiday, it starts the 29th. They'll be playing there and up in Cleburne County. We don't know the times for that. We won't be doing any of those games. We'll actually come back. It's a while before we're back on the air, but then we'll be on a lot when we come back. We come back January the 9th as we'll be hosting, or we'll actually be at Sylacauga. And we come back on the air and get back in area play. But then you'll hear us and see us regularly at that point. But you take your chance. The girls is actually playing in the Anniston Christmas tournament December the 27th. And then the boys in the Holiday Hoops tournament up in Cleburne County starting the 29th through the 31st. So there'll be some opportunities to get out and see your Vols. They'll take a little break, I'm sure, here for Christmas themselves a few days. And be able to get that. But both teams much improved. Congratulations to the Cleburne County Tigers for their tournament title here. Congratulations to the volunteer boys for runner-up. But congratulations to our volunteer girls for winning the Tri-County Tournament.
53-26
over Randolph County. And congratulations to Randolph County for that runner-up. It's been a good Tri-County Tournament. Good two nights of basketball and an exciting game to cap it off. But the volunteers just fall just short. 43-40 to the Cleburne County Tigers. You got anything else as we get ready to close things out?
Well, we'll after the tournament up at Cleburne County, we'll come back and we'll have a lot of area games in a short period of time. And, the month of January will be tied up with those area games. And then looking into February when the area tournament will roll around the first week in February. So a lot of basketball coming up on Classic Country 90.9.
And we'll be informing you and keeping you up with that. Until that time, God bless and go Vols.